This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin this hour with an ongoing dispute between the National Labor Relations Board and Boeing. Today, the two sides faced off in a Seattle courtroom, beginning what will likely be a long legal drama. The NLRB says Boeing violated labor law when it decided to build a new plant in South Carolina rather than in Washington State. It says the company chose Charleston because it wanted to punish the machinists' union in Washington for a pair of costly strikes. But Boeing insists that retaliation had nothing to do with it and that the government shouldn't be telling it where to do business. NPR's Wendy Kaufman attended today's hearing, and she joins us now. And Wendy, what actually happened in court today? I gather it was mostly procedural.
It was largely procedural. There were lots and lots of lawyers and cartloads of documents. There was some very legalistic discussion about whether the NLRB's chief lawyer had the authority to issue the complaint. But the most important thing that happened today was Boeing filed a motion to dismiss the case. It says, in effect, the case has no merit, and it says the NLRB's complaint would, in its words, effect a governmental intrusion into an American business not seen for half a century. Fighting words, for sure.
Wendy, can you tell us about the law that, according to the NLRB at least, Boeing supposedly broke?
Well, since the 1930s, Robert, workers have been able, under federal law, to join unions, to engage in collective bargaining, and go on strike. And the law says that employers can't discriminate against union workers and can't retaliate against them for striking. As you mentioned, there were two strikes that were Boeing referred to. One was in 2005, another one in 2008. Machinists went on strike, and after that, Boeing executives cited those strikes and what it called the need for production stability as a major factor in its decision to put its new factory in South Carolina, which, of course, is a non-union stronghold. Now, as you know, a lot of companies set up shop in South Carolina and other low-wage, non-union states. And in some ways, what Boeing said out loud about wanting to get out from under the union is what a lot of companies think and act on. What got Boeing into trouble with the NLRB here was that it voiced its concern about union strikes out loud. I should add here that in its motion to dismiss, Boeing said that there was no harm to Washington State workers and that, in fact, the company had legitimate business reasons for putting this plant in South Carolina.
Now, as I understand this, the NLRB wants Boeing to bring the jobs back from South Carolina to the Seattle area. But Boeing says the plant in South Carolina is built, workers have been hired, the company says it's too late to do that.
Yeah, and Boeing says, of course, it doesn't break the law, but it calls this remedy breathtaking, legally indefensible, and profoundly unjust. And I must say a lot of people seem to agree, and not just, you know, people who are allied with Boeing. Boeing has a lot of allies on this, governors, attorneys general, members of Congress, the business community, and we have just castigated the NLRB here. They've called the agency's action un-American. Some have called on President Obama to stop the case in its tracks, and it's actually already become an issue in the upcoming presidential campaign. So it's just become a huge, huge thing.
Well, it doesn't sound as though the NLRB and Boeing are on the verge of an obvious compromise.
No,
how is this going to be resolved?
Well, so if Boeing prevails on the motion to dismiss, that would be the end of the case. If Boeing loses, the judge here has already indicated he will be encouraging a settlement. Barring that, the case moves forward through a low, really tortuous administrative process. And Boeing has said if it loses at the level of the NLRB, it will appeal. That appeal goes to the federal courts. It could ultimately end up at the Supreme Court. And this whole thing could take years and years and years. So it's going to be a long, long drama unless it gets either thrown out or settled.
Okay. Thanks, Wendy.
Thank you, Robert.
It's NPR's Wendy Kaufman in Seattle.